Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This Alice report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. Stephen Jenkins is right. It's easy to score, especially when you shop for your Valentine at the Gift Center. With up to 70% savings, make sure this Valentine's Day is less awkward than Stephen Jenkins sipping a cup of almond milk coffee on the air. Visit sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com. I didn't think he was awkward.
Oh, you know, he was a little awkward. But it was his own thing.
He was charming and had a smile on his face, and I can see why if you were just listening, you might have thought he was being too cool for the room. But really, he was pleasant.
Very charming. Charming, right, is the word. Like, mm-hmm. I really just thought he seems like an overgrown boy.
Yeah. Well, that's rock star thing, mm-hmm. right?
That old Arrested Development.
Okay, so here's what's happening. The coronavirus, it's here. Mm. Maybe here to stay. And
what?
In Adulton, Wisconsin, well, they're saying it might be something that we deal with seasonally.
Oh, boy.
Like, it's a thing.
Oh, great.
An adult in Wisconsin became the 12th case of new coronavirus infection in the United States. They say the virus is now in six states, with half of the cases in California. Four people are being treated in the Bay Area, two including Santa Clara County and San Benito County. The growing outbreak has killed 564 people and sickened more than 28,000 worldwide, although many people are saying the regular flu kills more people.
Right.
So is the news making this worse? I know that when I was a little boy, I don't want to say I was fearless, but I didn't walk around scared of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw this stupid documentary on African killer bees.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you
Africanized,
know,
right?
Yeah, it was one of those times when my parents were entertaining, and so the kids were allowed to go do whatever they wanted in the other room. And I found myself watching the killer bees are coming, and you're all going to die. And I didn't sleep for weeks.
Mm.
And
it's
one of those things where these news stories, they may, right. On one hand, you need to be informed about what's going on. On the other, the news, especially when it comes into your phone and into your radio, and can really make paranoia way worse than it needs to be.
Paranoia may destroy
you. So yes, 564 people have died from the outbreak, and 28,000 have been sickened by it worldwide. It's a problem, yeah. But I guess
but
my point in telling the story is,
right.
You know, look, be as careful as you can. Wash your hands real good,
yeah,
as often as you possibly
yes.
can.
You know, carry some moisturizer with you so that you don't get, you know, chapped hands, because you should be washing them that much.
Get
in
one
general,
of those 5-gallon Arrowhead bottles and just cut a hole in it and put that on your head.
Oh, that works. I saw a lady with that on. That's a totally valid.
Duct tape that around your neck.
It's like a space helmet, more sort
of. Make sure you leave breathing holes. Oh, wait a minute. If you.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Oh, darn. Okay.
Just leave the top open, then you get in the cleaner air that's up above.
Sure, sure.
Do not do with that family from, they looked like they were all Asian. They had draped plastic sheeting
trash
over their
bags,
children
right.
and themselves, and which just really didn't seem, you know, doesn't every plastic bag say, keep out of the reach of children?
Oh, look, you sent me a text.
Yeah, about vacation.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? God.
I
all right,
you.
You're right. Yes. Vinny, oh my God, let's have a text exchange.
I got you.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make it up to you for, you know, having interactions
for
with another.
For being mean all the time?
No, I'm never going to apologize for that. You were so jelly over Stephen Jenkins yesterday.
Right.
Trying to make it up to you by texting you about our upcoming days off.
Anyway, right, I got you.
Sure. Here's some days when I won't see you that I'm looking forward to.
Mean lady. All the time.
I can't help it.
What a way to word it.
A convenience store in New York is blowing up on TikTok for a weird reason.
Oh. A convenience store in New York is blowing up on TikTok is the new Vine, right?
I think so. I'm not sure. I don't. I'm not on there at all. I'm not looking for more ways to be socially networked.
People keep sending me stuff from TikTok. Like my niece. My God, that girl. Her social media presence.
Is that Emily?
No, Shay Shay.
Shay Shay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just TikTok all the time.
The owner's son is 20-year-old Ahmed Alwan. He's been posting videos where he asks customers simple math questions.
Oh.
If they answer right, they win a mini shopping spree. They have 5 seconds to grab as much as they can.
Oh. But then so no one ever gets it right? Is that what's happening?
The questions aren't that hard.
All right, hit me.
For example, he asked one woman, what's 7 times 7 plus 10? Go.
59.
Right.
All right, yay! 5 seconds!
She
I
got it right.
I want to get some
She had 5 seconds and chicklets. She ended up with a box of cheese nips, a bunch of chips, some pastries, 3 bananas, and a newspaper.
Oh. Well, you got to carry it out in the newspaper, I guess.
The local news station did a story, and we're doing the story.
Uh-huh, yeah. He's viral.
So it seems like a nice way to get your name out there, doesn't it?
Sure.
He also says he hopes that kids see the videos and it inspires them to learn.
Yeah, let's learn some math just in case someone decides to quiz you at the Sevy. That's funny.
8 times 8 minus 5. Too late.
Okay. It's 59. How long do you have to answer?
I don't know.
I thought it was 5 seconds.
No. Five seconds is your spree. I'm sure you have plenty of time. The problem with that is you can't have someone who can look stuff up.
Oh.
With any of these things,
well, you got to say, put your phone down. You've got, he probably does give them a time limit. Like if they have to use anything besides just their brain.
Right.
You know.
Here's
another. I like the multiplication with the addition and the subtraction thrown on there. I think that's good. It makes you think.
Well, it gives you a little speed bump.
Yeah.
Because on one hand, some of these answers are knee jerk.
Sure.
You don't even know why you remember them. You just did those tables back when you were a kid.
So you know.
They're embedded.
Yeah, they are.
But they won't
be for kids because the kids aren't going to remember those. They're just going to look them up on Google.
Right.
Or their calculator that they carry around with them.
This is another convenience store story. A guy was hired at a gas station in New Jersey last month, and on his first shift, he stole $17,183 worth of stuff. That included lottery tickets, 89 cartons of cigarettes, and cash.
But...
And then he disappeared.
Oh.
Cops have released a picture of him from the gas station's surveillance cameras to try and help identifying him. They don't know his name because he also stole his employment folder.
Oh, that was smart.
$17,000 worth. Sounds like mostly cigarettes.
Well, the scratchers are expensive. These days you can buy $20, $30 scratcher tickets.
Oh, yeah, but wouldn't they have, aren't those all... Number?
Yeah, you would think that they would know what
that would
the role.
Put you in a. You
if you won on one of them and tried to turn it in, they'd be like, "Where'd you get this?"
Right. I found it on the ground.
Uh-huh.
When I worked at a gas station, it was one of those little kiosks.
You worked
things.
At a gas station?
Yeah, I did. I got robbed too, but not like at gunpoint or anything. The guy. Here's what happened.
What was the gas station called?
Not. It wasn't like a major chain. It was like the local. It was in Bridgewater Center. Right near my house.
All right.
So, but it was just a little kiosk where people would come up and they would pay you at the, they could pump first, you know, it was before the days, and then they'd come up and pay you for whatever they filled their thing up.
Right.
With. So this guy filled up his car.
And you're in a little box?
Just in a little box.
And you sold
middle.
Cigarettes, I bet.
Cigarettes
that was one
and
of the
gum
big
and whatever else.
Sure.
But when you went in there, every single time, the person that you took over from, they gave you like the, you had to count everything in that. In the entire thing every single time. So they would know, and then you had to reconcile that with the money that you'd taken in. So however many gallons.
Whoa.
Yeah, you had to do the whole thing because that was how they prevented theft. By the way, I made $3.65 an hour, which was minimum wage at the time. Or maybe $3.25, whatever.
$3.35 was minimum when I started working.
So maybe
but I'm
it was
a little
less.
Younger than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's true. But that would make it be more.
But maybe that was state...
Yeah, whatever.
That was a state thing.
So anyway, this guy drives off, and I'm like, oh, no, he stole the guy. I got to write that down on the thing. I don't know what to do. And he called about 10 minutes later, and he goes, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I drove off with the, you know, I'm calling you because if you'd called the police, like, I'm coming back, I'm going to play. I go, oh, no, I didn't. I just, I'm so relieved that you called, blah, blah, blah. And he basically just got it out of me that I didn't call the police and I hadn't taken down his license number. And then I was, like, waiting for him to come back. And, of course, he never did because he confirmed that I.
Oh, you dummy.
I should have said, you're an idiot because the cops are here right now and I took your license plate number. But then I'm sure he would have said,
what is it then? Well, I'm not telling you.
Well, I'm not cool.
You're a crook.
Like that. I was 18 years old. You know?
Oh, wow.
What was I going to say?
How long were you at the gas station?
Not long.
That was the end? Was
no,
that the
no,
last day?
It wasn't. I worked there for a couple months. But it was scary because it was overnights, you know?
You worked nights?
Yeah.
At a gas station?
Overnights. There was a 24-hour gas station.
I didn't even think they had those back then.
They did. This one, it was not really near the highway.
In the middle of nowhere?
No, in the middle of Bridgewater Center. I mean, there's
But you said Bridgewater was in the middle of nowhere.
Two lights there. It's right on Route 18, across from the campus plaza.
Huh?
Yeah. It was scary.
Oh. And your parents weren't like, we don't want you to do that.
No, they didn't care. They were like, good, you have a job.
Oh, great. All right.
Gotta have that.
When I was talking to the missus about baby names, and
yes.
I said the name Ripley.
Oh, God. It was
and
such,
she
such
was
a great
like,
name.
You mean like Ripley's Believe It or Not? And I go, no. Ripley from Alien.
Yeah.
The badass chick.
Sigourney Weaver.
What do you mean Ripley's Believe? Who even knows about that?
Everyone knows about
that. And she's like, that's what everyone will think if we name our kid that. Mm. And I thought,
That never even, just so you know, I never would have thought that.
Well, yeah,
never occurs to me.
It didn't occur
to
me.
That's Ripley's,
either.
Not
right.
Ripley.
Well, anyway, this is a story straight out of Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh, okay.
I guess we have an unnamed patient here. She first knew something was wrong at age 19 when she discovered small hairs on her gums.
Oh. Like above her teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Doctors at the time diagnosed her with polycystic ovary syndrome,
what?
A disorder characterized by excess male hormones. They surgically removed the gum lashes.
She didn't just pluck those?
And prescribed her with birth control pills.
Oh.
That only temporarily remedied her gum lashes.
Thing, right.
When the patient returned to the clinic 6 years later at age 25, doctors discovered even more widespread presence of oral hairs on her gums.
Oh, my God.
As
crazy.
Well as her chin and neck areas.
Oh, boy. She got like a twin growing on her head?
Here's the...
I can't see them.
Look at that picture. They're growing right through the middle of her teeth.
Oh, they're coming out between the tooth and gum.
Mm-hmm.
That is incredible. That's gross. Oh, and look in there. Look, she got it growing on the roof of her mouth.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
This is hideous.
I'm trying to tell you.
It's like there's a spider growing in there.
There have only been 5 previously recorded cases of oral hirsutism.
Hirsute. It's like a hairsuit.
Right.
That is horrible. She's good teeth.
They say it's still unknown.
Look at that up there.
It's crazy. There's a lot of hair growing out of that lady's mouth. The bummer.
Yeah, that is, she got a twin growing in there for sure. That's too bad.
It's, you know,
twin's going to bust through the eyeball in there.
Speaking of weird stuff, you know how I got the, what is that, shingle shot?
Yeah.
Monday?
Yeah, it was on Monday because you felt crappy on Tuesday and better on Wednesday. I didn't say it.
Yeah, but you were so close to saying it.
I did, but I didn't.
Sharp.
Anyway, yeah, I did feel awful the next day, but I was talking about it to people in the building, and all of a sudden, everyone's like, oh, yeah, I had shingles. I had shingles.
Yeah, you don't
want to
have shingles.
Nicole had shingles.
I know. Can't believe that. You're too young for shingles.
15 is way too young, yeah.
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 So weird. I actually didn't get chickenpox till I was 15.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, they didn't give inoculations for them back when we were kids.
Yeah. The only way you can get shingles is if you had chickenpox, and I had chickenpox.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Anyway, my best friend said the same thing. Oh yeah, I had those. I'm like, when did you have those?
I thought they just came and stayed. They're not forever, huh?
No, you have to take a pill 3 times a day, and they went away and haven't gotten it since.
But
and,
they could come back.
I was talking to Michelle, and she said
she also had shingles.
Yeah, sorry, Michelle.
See,
so
but,
bizarre.
That's what I'm telling you.
She said her doctor told her that it can come back, but my doctor said it's like chicken pox. Once you've had it, you can't get it back.
Oh.
So I don't know.
So the jury's out.
Yeah, but I haven't gotten it.
It comes down to whose doctor is smarter.
Again. So.
Doctors text in.
Yeah, doctors, I'm sure we'll hear from both sides.
My jump off was, it sucks having stuff wrong with you.
Yes, okay.
And I just, as I see the hairs growing out of this lady's gums in the photo there that Bryn has up, I'm just thinking,
well, there's worse things. But that does suck. Like to have to, you know, you pluck your eyebrows, you go like this, and then you pluck your teeth. That's, you don't want that.
Do you want to kiss someone with hairy gums?
No, I don't. No.
How about a fast fact?
Don't tell people if you have hairy gums. Be vigilant.
Sarah, I take it back. It's not a fast fact. It's a quit. Hey, oh, how about a game?
It's time to play a game.
There you go.
What's the name of this game, Vinny?
The first thing someone invented that could break the sound barrier was?
Well, it'll be some kind of a shooting device. Like maybe a slingshot or an arrow, a bow and arrow.
You're close.
Am I? Is it something even more primitive than those, or is it? Or are we talking like
you're talking about in a similar way, actually? So it's not more primitive or less primitive; it's just primitive.
A spear.
It's the whip.
Oh, the whip!
Oh,
the whip!
Oh,
was the first thing someone invented that could break the sound barrier. Right.
Incredible. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I love this one. Guys are the worst.
Yeah, we are.
There's an actual law in Scotland where any man who gets caught wearing underwear under his kilt is fined 2 cans of beer. It's an actual law. Guys. This is guys on
and
guy
then what?
Crime.
So like a guy can say to him, you owe me 2 beers or you owe the state 2 beers? Like who gets, do you have to go out with the
That's
cops
the question.
And give them 2 beers?
I don't have the
beers?
Details on that. I'm assuming it's just one of those things amongst guys. Frank.
You've got underwear on.
I'm sorry, but you owe me 2 beers.
Take them off or it's 2 beers.
Right.
I recently had a bet with my buddy at a party.
Oh, this should be good.
It was a baby shower or whatever. And
how things have changed, haven't they?
And we had, you know, the measuring of the baby with the little string.
Yeah.
And we bet. I was like, I'll get it right. No, I got it right. He goes, I bet you a shot. I'm like, okay, cool. And so I won.
Oh, great.
I won. And I go, do I get to drink the shot? I mean that I have to, you know.
Right. Now you have to take
so
a shot.
So we both just poured a shot and cheers together. And we both just drank. Stupid.
Oh, great. And then the party really started.
Well, you know.
Now it's a baby shower.
It's a baby shower.
Yeah, I've met you.
We were talking about divorce earlier. Earlier in a news
Darn,
story.
I thought we were talking about the force.
Here's one for you. Right. Neil Simon.
Yes.
The playwright.
Yeah.
Neil Simon intentionally wrote a bad Broadway play called Fools because his ex-wife had just won the rights to his next play in their divorce.
Oh.
So he wanted to make one that would flop. And it did. It ran for 1 month in 1981, and that's what she got in the divorce.
That is brilliant.
Is it? Or is that just mean?
Well, it's brilliant. I mean, if you have to do your art for someone you hate,
right?
You just want to make it suck. I think that he's winning. That's good. Yeah.
I don't have time, but I will read these texts as soon as I get a chance. A lot of people wrote in about that transient global amnesia.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of people are saying they've had it.
Oh, my God.
So I'll read those later, but what's coming up in the trash?
I'm going to start with Green Day, and then I'm going to move to the Stone Temple Pilots, and then I'm going to talk about Kirk Douglas again.
Cool.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.